Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Nick. My name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Okay.
What Will Smith did tonight was straight bullshit. Props and congratulations to him for winning the Oscar, because damn it, he deserved it. And I love the brother and I'm proud of him, but boy, was that a shameful act for him to commit tonight. To go up on stage and slap Chris Rock like that, he's lucky he didn't get his ass kicked, particularly after the event was over. If not by Chris Rock, to the fellas he had there with him. I mean, damn. Denzel and Bradley Cooper and Tyler Perry having to calm you down. Your publicist having to run out and calm you down. I mean, damn. Come on, bro. Come on, man. There's no excuse for it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't even try to justify it, okay? Chris Rock said it years ago. Every time black folks doing something, you know who messes it up. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams I'd be saying that about Will Smith. A black man, Will Packer, did a phenomenal job producing the Oscars, and you do this to stain yourself, to stain the Academy Awards? Damn.
Hey, it's your boy, it's Bruce, BT3, life through the eyes of Bruce Thomas III. I never thought, like Stephen A said, I didn't think I would be the last person I thought I would be doing a podcast about is Will Smith doing something stupid. Because the way they look at Will Smith, is even as a black guy in Hollywood, he's the all-American good guy. Like, he plays in all these blockbuster movies. He do this, he do that. And he's just always been known to be a good guy. Until lately. Now, my take on it, I could be wrong. I don't know. I never thought I'd agree with Stephen A. Smith about anything. Do I think what Will did was BS? Of course. Come on, man. Like, you slapped Chris Rock, but Chris Rock ain't even really who you mad at. Like, you really mad at Jada for over the last 2 to 3 years embarrassing you every chance she gets. Whether she's saying when she was younger, she liked Tupac, and when she met you, she didn't think she would date you because you were nothing like him, or you was this and you was that. Up until now, every chance she gets, she turns around. Like, even if that's not enough, every chance she gets, she throwing you under the bus about something. And come on, did Chris Rock really mean any harm with the joke? No, he made a G.I. Jane joke, like he said. And I get it. A lot of people, the first thing they're going to say, well, she has this and that's a real problem. And yes, it may be a real problem. But did he have to overreact like that? Not at all, because I'm sure he's been at shows or been at places and people have had far worse things to say about Jada. Now, I do, personally, I believe people know who to try different stuff on. Because, like, if anybody else probably would have said that joke, any other comedian, whether it had been Cat Williams or even Kevin Hart or Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, anybody, he wouldn't have pulled this same stunt. That's in my personal opinion. Like, I know a lot of people saying, well, he had no business speaking on that man's wife, da da da. And that's fine. Like, but nah, address the problem with who you really got a problem with, Will. You really have a problem with Jada embarrassing you the last 2 to 3 years, every chance she get. She even had your ass on TV tomorrow. Oh, I was having so much sex, every time I got ready to ejaculate, I would throw up and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? Who cares? Why do we have to even know what's going on in you and Jada's bedroom anyway? Why you ain't slap Asana? I ain't saying he tough, but why you ain't slap him? Then you let your wife get you on the red table, the round table, whatever you want to call it. And she tried to BS you. Because she on there talking about an entanglement. You even had to call her out about it. Like, nah, don't give me no entanglement bullshit. Call it what it is. You fucking cheating. And you cheating with this motherfucker that's he all in y'all house, and he about your son's age. He your son's friend. So why is she even sleeping with him? So no, Will. I love Fresh Prince. I love some of your moves. Not a big fan of all your, you know, your different moves, but I think you're a great actor. I think you, overall, you're probably a great person. But I do think last night, what you did, I think was bullshit. No excuse. I don't have no sympathy for that kind of stuff. And I'm not looking for anybody to agree with what I say, because I know everybody going to have the right to their own opinion, and it's fine. And some of y'all are going to try to take it somewhere. Oh, you spoke on that man wife. Man, look, people done spoke on Jada before. I'm sure this is not the first time Will has heard somebody say something about Jada. But, and I'm hoping, and I really hope, although Denzel, Bradley Cooper, and the different people was up there trying to console him and tell him right from wrong, I hope when they got his ass to the back, I hope they told him the truth like there was bullshit. Now, out there, I know, nah, we ain't going to embarrass him out here. We're going to talk to him. We're going to calm him down. We're going to make sure everything good. Because, like, he's been waiting his whole life to win that Oscar. Now you finally got it. And nobody going to remember this shit. All they going to remember is when they think about you winning your Oscar, they're going to think about you walking up on stage smacking Chris Rock about a G.I. Jane joke. Which it looks like your wife didn't even take it that personally. Because at first, prior to whatever, I don't know what went off in your head, you were laughing. When the camera cut to you, you were laughing. So, no, I ain't got no respect for it. I thought it was bullshit. I ain't got nothing against Will. I think Will's a great actor. I love what he's doing with The Fresh Prince. I love what he's doing with Bel Air. I love what he did with a whole lot of other stuff he done. But this right here, nah, I can't even act like this shit was cool. I think it was corny. And I hate to sound like Dame Dash, but I feel like this shit was corny. And, you know. And I know a lot of, like I said, I know a lot of people going to say he was taking up for his wife, and that's fine. This shit sounds good, but come on, dog. A G.I. Jane joke. This is the fucking Oscars. You know when they get up on stage, whether it's right or wrong, when they get up on stage, you out there in the crowd, they tell jokes. Chris Rock, he's a fucking comedian. What did you think he was going to do? What did you think he was going to do? Come on, Will. Nah, it ain't no room out here for that kind of shit. Like, that was bullshit. I don't care how y'all look at it. Y'all can feel a certain kind of way. Y'all got the right to feel how y'all want to feel. But in my mind, there was bullshit. I ain't care for it. Somebody need to talk to him. Will has bigger problems than smacking Chris Rock on stage. Need to talk to Jada. Need to sit your wife down and ask her why every chance she fucking gets, she tries to embarrass you at all costs. Talk to her. Don't be mad at other people. Talk to your wife. Go home. Sit down. Like, figure out what's going on. Because at the end of the day, if she don't want to be with you, tell her to say this shit. Gone, y'all split up, because it ain't no need of you walking around being angry with everybody else. That's all I got on it. You guys have a great day. Love y'all, and I'm out.
The fact that they froze the broadcast.
Correct.
And then they took out all the audio.
Yes.
That's when I was like, hold up, that might have been real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then I had to think about what Chris said. I'm like, what did Chris say that set him off like that? And then I thought about, the G.I. Jane thing.
Correct.
We know that Jada Pinkett Smith has battles with alopecia.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't live with these people.
Correct.
So being that we don't live with these people, we don't know what Jada is probably crying about at home. Correct. That might really, really upset her. Entanglement jokes, they probably can handle that all day. But this is something that really, really impacts my wife. Will knows it impacts my wife. He stepped up to defend his family. Now, with that said,
But at first, I didn't necessarily get it, because when they panned to him,
mm-hmm.
Will was laughing.
Yeah.
And then when they looked at her, she rolled her eyes. So
I didn't know
if it was a funny type of thing or not.
Listen, I love Will Smith. I love Chris Rock. And I said this earlier, but I'll say it again. I've gone to enough therapy to know that slap he gave Chris Rock, that joke was a very, very, very small part of the reason. I don't know what the why is, but for Will to react like that, there's something way deeper going on inside of him that we don't know about. And if you've ever read his book, man, which y'all should, phenomenal book, it sold well over 1 million copies, he talks about how he's felt like a coward his whole life.
Correct.
Because, you know, watching his mother go through domestic violence with his father. But I wonder if he felt like he's been taking so much it. And people have been, you know, coming at, you know, his family and his wife for a while now, mm-hmm. to where, yo, he ended up bleeding on somebody who didn't cut him in the form of Chris Rock. Oh.